Dr. Schneider dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilators for Roundtree report on Patricia Aldrin, ALDRIN. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 9/19/23, Mrs. Aldrin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in flow rates, but no significant change in the forced vital capacity period compared to a prior study dated 3/15/23. There's been significant decrease in lung function or worse effort period. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate reversible airways obstruction showing progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Arthur Neelan, N-E-A-L-O-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman. On 9/19/23, Mr. Neelan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3/7/23. There's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Maybritt, M-A-Y-B-R-I-T-T, Walt, W-A-H-L. On 9/19/23, Mrs. Walt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 2/23/23. There's no significant change period of paragraph impression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Shirley. Amalgam, M-A-U-G-U-M. This goes to the VA. On 9/19/23, Miss Mangum performed the 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating the room air saturation was 95% period. The patient achieved 409 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on the same patient, Shirley, and it's Mangum, M-A-N-G-U-M. This goes to the VA on 9/19/23. Mrs. Mangum performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in the forced vital capacity, but otherwise no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, but improved effort after bronchodilators period. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 9/19/23, Mr. Rowland performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 95% period. After walking 418 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91% period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.